Welcome back, ladies. You are almost done. In this week's module, we're actually going to get in deep. Yep, deeper than just a brain dump like you did in the previous module. This week, we're actually going to work on product creation. Last week, I provided you a brain dump sheet where you should have dumped out all of your possible ideas for creating your own e-product. This week, we're actually going to outline your e-product down to the details, the prices, your target audience, recreating a mood board for that specific product, which shouldn't deviate too far from your blog's mood board. But if it does, it's okay. And we're going to discuss how you're going to have your readers opt in to your actual sales funnel. I think you guys should have a clear picture on how sales funnels work, but if you don't, do not proceed. Be sure to shoot me an email or talk about your challenges with sales funnels within our live meetings, because this portion of the module won't make much sense if you're not sure of how to continue and proceed. But within your digital success, we're going to go into the setup. How are you going to pre-sell? If you're going to pre-sell, how are you going to present? I don't want this to be too hard for you, and we're going to work on this for the next 3 remaining weeks. But if you do need help beforehand or feel as if you need an additional week, it's okay, because I'm here to help. This is no easy feat, guys, but this will be the bread and butter for your income, along with all the other things you have set up, like your affiliate marketing and your sponsorships. It's always best to have something of your own, because at the end of the day, we created this business because we didn't really want to be dependent on anyone else, right? Same goes for your product. We're creating this product because we don't want to have to depend on affiliates. We want to be able to push forth these products to our readers because it's genuine and it's authentic, and we know exactly what our readers want. I'm going to ask you in this module what platforms you're going to use, and I'll give you some options. Again, this is going to be an interactive platform, an interactive module, and all around interactive, because you're going to be interacting with me. You're going to do research on your readers. You're going to get feedback from your readers. So hold on tight, guys, because this week will be great. If you're still a little bit confused on funnels as well, I have some examples of some great funnels, and I've also have a funnel outline that you would need to complete in order to plug in your own opt-ins. So the first thing you'll do is complete your digital success. The second thing you're going to do is complete your funnel fun. And the third thing you'll do is just to look at some of the examples if you get stuck while creating your own funnel. This is very similar to your email sequence that we did in the previous module. You're guiding your reader every step of the way. So in funnels, you're doing the exact same thing. You're guiding them. You're taking them on a journey. And sure, they'll opt into your free idea, but they might not opt into your paid idea. Totally fine, because we'll go through retargeting with your email service if you're not familiar with that as well. We'll talk about downselling and upselling. Downselling is simply offering a lower price item after they say, no thanks, I don't want to buy this higher ticket item. And upselling is the exact opposite. If they say, yeah, sure, I'll buy this, chances are they might even buy a higher ticket item. Either way, everyone gets put into your email sequence. So be sure to go through the Funnel Fun workbook as well. If you have any questions, I am always here. You know where to find me, and I will see you in our next live or next week.